Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's nice.
You better practice that one.
Well,
that's a perfect song for late night.
You only do so much when you're hoarse.
That's good.
When you're a horse.
So you're not going to do Romeo and Juliet, huh?
Well, I'll try it.
Come on, Amy,
one of those
please.
Songs. I'll try
I know, it's one of those songs. You have done some interesting covers over the years. And this is probably, I don't want to use the word shocking, because I don't mean shocking, but I mean this is the one that, of all your covers, really reaches out and grabs the listener, and or at least me, grabs me and says, listen to this song again now, you know? Hear these words in a different light. I mean, there are lines in this song that I never heard before. I went back and I listened to Dire Straits. I listened to Knopfler and said, man, how did I miss that line first time around? You know, did he slur it? No, he didn't slur it. It just didn't make an impression on me.
Yeah, he sung it very, very understated.
Yeah.
Because he's such a passionate guitar player that I think his vocals are understated sometimes.
Right.
I think he's great.
And you kind of turned it around in the recording on the
guitar,
new album.
I can't play guitar, so I decided to sing.
Just this passionate vocal, and it's a terrific reading of the song.
Well, I'm going to try it. Emily never plays it with me, but she might add some food diddly-doos in it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Okay.